All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome to our show longtime Major League outfielder Randy Wynn, and now a broadcaster. But he is here to talk about a very important event, which will happen a week from today, Monday the 20th. It's called the Celebrity Draft and Dine, and funds raised will hope support MCF, Media Charitable Foundation. Randy, welcome to the show. There are some big, big names coming to this. Tell us how it all got off the ground, please.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, so I never knew that my life was going to be kind of filled with charity work, but this was always something that I really enjoyed, even when I played, was going out and being involved with the kids, seeing kids put a smile on their face, talk to them. You know, because they are the future. So when I had a chance, a buddy of mine, Brandon Laidlaw, who lives here in town, we got together on some business ventures. And when the business venture did well, we were at lunch one day, and he said, "Hey, I think we should start the charity. You know, our business has done well. I'd love to give back. He is a minor league hockey player, former minor league hockey player. I'm a former professional baseball player, so. We decided to come up with Medea Charitable, which our mission is to assist organizations that help children with athletic, educational, social, and community activities. And at this time, this was like kind of right in the middle of COVID when we decided to start this. And if you think back, which feels like several lifetimes ago, one of the first things that got cut when, you know, budgets were tight and people had to, you know, tighten the old belts was extracurricular activities and sports. And so we thought, not only did we know what sports had done to us for the, you know, hard work, determination, working well with others, all those skills that transfer outside of sports, you know, it was all about giving that gift to kids and making sure that they were able to get out of the house and do the fun things that, you know, that I was able to do as a kid, and, you know, basically play sports, be around a lot of other kids.
My dad went to Santa Clara, and so I grew up.
Go Broncos!
Well, I played football on the cross for St. Mary's. Hush, hush.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You should have started with this. This would have been a whole different interview. Wait a minute.
But I went to all the coaching camps there down at Toso Pavilion with Dick Davey and Carol Williams, and I went to the football, and I lived on campus, would walk over to Togo, so I kind of feel like I had the Clara experience. But I'm sure you get asked this question a lot, because your whole career, people would always talk about how you played basketball with Steve Nash, and yeah. You know, look, you made the right decision. You're a career 284 hitter. That's an amazing stat that after 13 years you hit 284 altogether. But did you ever kind of wonder what would happen if you tried hoop?
I mean, part of me always wonders the competitive side of me, but you know, like you said, the reality is I made the right decision. And I, you know, I would never want to kind of try it again, right? It was hard enough to make it once. You know, I wouldn't want to try it again, especially in another sport. I had the opportunity to be around Steve a lot when we were young, before families and kids and like real responsibilities, when we were just bigger kids playing a sport for a living. And, you know, I went to lots of practices, you know, spent lots of time in and around the court with some really phenomenal players. And, you know, the thing that you realize is how good these guys really are. You know, it's one thing when you watch TV and, you know, I was at the Warriors game last night with my daughter, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, Steph makes the game look really easy. Klay Thompson makes the game look really easy, but you know, when you see how fast guys are and the defenders and how they're so close and how just how talented these guys are, no, I don't want to go back and try it again as a basketball player. I'm happy with the way things worked out, and I kind of got to scratch my basketball itch by being around Steve a lot, and you know, I was very fortunate to go to, you know, a lot of shoot arounds and practices and meet some really talented players.
When the Giants just got Bob Melvin for nothing, people were talking about, well, what's the compensation going to be? And there was a lot of talk when people saying, well, remember, Randy Wynn, got traded from the Devil Rays to the Mariners for Lou Piniella. And we were all like, oh, yeah, that's right. What did you think of that when you're like, you're going to Seattle? Who did I get traded for? And it's like the skipper.
Yeah, there was technically some players thrown in there, but yeah, like for the most part, I was traded for a non-player, which gave some fans some really good heckling material. but as a player, you know, Tampa was just starting out. We had some really lean years. You know, we were losing close to 100 games, even with some really good, you know, Fred McGriff, Wade Boggs, some guys that are. Now in the Hall of Fame, you know, as my teammates as a young player. But I went from a fledgling, let's call it that, organization that really hadn't been able to find its grips in the AL East. When this is dynasty Yankee time, right? Like we were up against it. And so going from that situation into Seattle, that's coming off the 2001 team that set the American League record for wins. In 2002, they had a ridiculous amount, 6-7 all-stars, something like that. So a really successful team that was looking to, not even looking, they were expecting to go to the playoffs. So as a player, I honestly didn't care who I got traded for. It was just a great situation to go from a team that was struggling to a team that had its sights set on a championship. So I was less concerned about being traded for a manager than looking forward to the opportunity to play in Seattle.
Couple more questions for Randy Wynn. We'll get back to the draft and dine here in a second. But when you got traded to the Giants, and I remember your Vittorio Albarr and Jesse Foppert, yeah. A lot of people were really rooting for Foppert because he was a USF guy. He was a local guy. But you came in, and you're a local guy too, San Ramon. But you came in and hit like 500. I mean, well, you were like just in a zone. What was going on? What was in your Wheaties when you came over?
I was really excited to come home. And it couldn't have been at a more perfect time for me as a professional, as a player. I had a chance to establish myself as a big leaguer. I had already had some success. I had already played at home quite frequently, especially being in Seattle and Oakland in our division. You know, I was playing three times a year at home. So by the time I got traded here, it wasn't that extra pressure of playing at home. I got a lot of text messages, emails saying, hey, welcome home. You know, I'll catch you later. Like everybody had already come to the games and I had already done the 50, 60 tickets, you know, for people and trying to see family and trying to see high school friends and college friends. I'd already done that. So when I came home, it was very comfortable. It was a bit like Little League, to be honest, because my wife and I just got married. She's also from the Bay Area. So after the game, I would come out and it would be her parents. My brother was living and working in the city at the time. So it was like Little League. I had played and you walk out after the game and your family's there. And so it was great. And the Giants are such a wonderful organization. I'm very fortunate to have played for them and then also still to be a part of the Giants family. So I got home, it was comfortable, and I wanted to, you know, whenever you get traded somewhere, you want to show why you got traded or why you belong there. And I started off, I probably put a little bit too much pressure on myself, but then by September, I had really found my groove and relaxed. And, you know, Barry came back. He had been hurt most of the year, so, you know, he injected a little bit of life, especially when we went to Dodger Stadium. It maybe wasn't life, but it was a lot of energy in and around our club. So it was a lot of fun.
My cousin Matt was at San Ramon the same time you were. How many times did you try to sneak into Elliott's?
Well, you can't tell my business. My parents might be listening to this. My mom says, wait, you did all this stuff? I said, no, Mom. I was always at the library. Good old Elliott's still around. Around. And I will be, this is actually truthful. I didn't go in there until I was like really like a full-fledged adult. Like it was always, you know, you drive down the main drag, it's there. But Elliott's just still as it is today, kind of a hole in the wall, a sleeper type hangout place.
No doubt. All right. Draft and dine. I said big names and I was not kidding with Shaq and Marshawn and Mullen. And Dusty, the list goes on and on. You draft, and then you go to dinner, like Morton's or Lamar or Ozumo. Tell us a little bit more. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so I think this is a really cool event. As somebody who's participated in a lot of dinners and a lot of events, you know, a lot of times you show up to the event and it's in a large space and, oh yeah, Shaq might be there, but he's way across the room, or Mully's there, or Dusty. And this event is really an intimate event. And it's only 10 tables. And so, you know, if you come with your group, you get a chance to bid or draft your celebrity. So if you choose Shaquille O'Neal, it's you, your seven friends, and Shaq at dinner at, you mentioned it, Morton's, Lamar, One Market, Ozumo, Water Bar, Alexander's. We have some really cool restaurants, but I think the really cool part is it's going to be intimate. It's, like I said, you, your seven friends, and Shaq talking across a meal. And, you know, it's really an opportunity to ask questions and, you know, tell stories and just relate on a really cool and small venue.
Yeah, I'm going to be attending. I'm looking forward to it. And I know JJ Stokes is going to be there. I used to work with JJ. He's one of the nicest guys ever. And I was just thinking, the last time I saw him was at McGaw's Piano Bar in Danville.
You have a lot of Danville hangouts, I'm coming to learn.
Well, I'm an East Bay guy myself, so that's probably why. Before we let you go, how do people find out more about this, Randy?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's out there. It's MediaCF, MediaCF.org, and it's under our events tab. You can read about what we're doing, some of the organizations we've helped, because, like I said, the thing here, and it's great, and I'm really happy that, you know, some of my friends and celebs and peers are attending this event. That means a lot to me. But I think the reason that they're doing it and the reason that I'm doing it and the reason that it's important to us is because it's about the kids. And I mean, that sounds a little bit like a tagline, but I realize what sports did for me, and it's not because I became a Major League Baseball player. You know, confidence, hard work, determination, the things that I use outside of baseball, you know, whether it's in the business world or broadcasting or meeting people or being comfortable in new environments. You know, I learned how to be comfortable in my own skin playing sports, and it helped me. You know, if you think about a Major League locker room, you have people from all over the world now. You know, you have East Coast, West Coast, Dominican, Puerto Rico, Japan, Korea, I mean, all over the world. People with different backgrounds, they talk different languages, they look different. But what you realize when you get in and around teams is that you're a lot more alike than you are different. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's giving that gift to kids. And that's why all of these guys, the guys that you mentioned, JJ, Dan Costa for, you know, winemaker, all of these guys that are involved that are coming, Eddie Murray, Orlando Cepeda, it's about passing that gift down to younger generations.
Great stuff. Draft and Dine, supporting MCF. Randy Nguyen, hey, good. Thanks for coming on, man, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, thanks.